changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
When we are in the abundant flow, we often attract to us what we call rich. Now, I remember one time I went to an amusement park, and it was in Missouri, and they were selling deep fried Twinkies. And I ate one. And at first, it was like, wow, this is so awesome because it was so rich. And then I discovered it was too much, and it made a return visit. Anyway, let's just say that it was nasty. The point I'm making here is that we tend to be very amorphous when we talk about what is rich to us and what is wealthy to us. And one of the greatest books I can ever recommend is The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity by Edwin Gaines. That's where I came up with the 21, I used her concept rather, the 21-day challenge to go 21 days in a row. What I did was added the complaint-free bracelet to the mix. I was talking to someone the other day, though, and the idea of setting an idea, what is rich to you? What is wealthy to you? Does it mean this sort of a connection with your family? Does it mean this sort of amount of money? Does it mean having your own business, et cetera, et cetera? So one of the first things we've got to do is to be specific about what we want. And then the other thing that we've got to do is to seek to add value in that area. Let me say that again. We've got to seek to add value in that area, to increase value. What's one of the best ways human beings can add value? Most people don't like it. Most people don't like it. Some people do. But it's to read. It's to take in new information. And by that, I don't mean watching television, which I do. And I don't mean reading the news, which I do. By that, I mean something that is intentionally focused on adding value to yourself in that arena of life. So often we... And it's interesting because, I know as a person who writes books, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the number one thing people say is relationships. They need help with relationships. And yet so few people will ever buy a book on relationships, take a course on relationships, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We tend to want to sit still, and if it's not bad enough, we don't want to increase our value. And yet there is so much joy in increasing our value on a daily basis. Most of you know that I love audiobooks, and I'll read 100 every year. I'll just read them by then. That means listening. And so now I've gone back to reading with my eyeballs every single day, and I am seeing a difference. People say there's a difference, and I used to say, there's no difference. Well, I'll tell you what the difference is, especially using the Kindle app on my iPhone. I'm able to highlight passages, then I'm able to click a button and make notes on what I just got. And so I'm able to take things at not only at a much deeper level, but then when I'm done with the book, I can go back and completely reread it by just reading the highlights. So I am seeking to increase my value in areas of life. The great motivational speaker, Charlie Tremendous Jones, said, "You're the same person today. You're going to be in 5 years. Except for two things. Number one, the books you read. And number two, the people you meet." We have control over both of those things. So my encouragement to you is to look at yourself and ask yourself, how can I increase my value? First of all, what is it that I want to accomplish? If I can't define what rich is, how will I know if I'm not only there, but if I'm progressing in the direction that it is I say that I want to go? Everybody wants to be rich. One of the things that I like to do is in every single speech I give, every speech around the world, I ask people to raise their hand if they want to be more prosperous. I've never seen a hand stay down. Every hand goes up. And I mean, when I'm speaking to some people whom I know are deca millionaires, people who have hundreds of millions of dollars in wealth, do you want more? Yeah, we do. The thing is to get more. The only way to get more is to become an energetic match for it. You've got to be a person who would naturally do that. I'm working on my television show right now. And for those of you who know or don't know, I also have a book that has sold. I've got 5 books I've written. And the first one, I just dwelled into my mind. It's a number one best-selling book is what I wrote out. Number one best-selling book. And it is a number one best-selling book in a number of countries around the world. Sold almost 4 million copies. Did I know how to do this when I stepped out? Nope. You know what I did? Increased my value. I Googled how to write a book. And I found courses and all this kind of stuff. And I went, okay, well, I can check all that out. Let me just look around and kind of poke around and watch some free stuff on YouTube. And I started to build my mind. You know what I did on Friday? All day Friday. I sat down and I watched television producers explain how to pitch a reality TV show to them. The show I'm working on is a reality show. And I watched all these things over and over. Why? I don't know nothing about doing this. But if we only waited to do things because we knew how to do them, we'd never do anything because we're not learning, a lot of us. And number two, what a terrible, boring life. It's the idea of doing something and then you learn along the way. And as you learn, guess what happens? You increase your value. So step number one, the simple 2-step process is increase your value. Figure out what rich is for you and then begin to increase your value. So many people, like I said, want better relationships. Read over and over again Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. Everybody I know, even myself included, I read that book 20 years ago, and it wasn't until I just listened to it over and over and over and over again that I started to go, ooh, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. And I'm not doing that well. And I began to apply it. And then the second thing that you need to do, the second step, is to increase your value by magnifying it to other people, to give it to other people, to empower other people, to encourage other people. It is other people in every instance that are going to cause you to have the life that you want to have. What I'm saying really here is take Charlie Tremendous Jones' advice. You're going to be the same person in 5 years that you are now, except for 2 things, the books you read and the people you meet. This all came up because I was talking to a friend of mine. I had an opportunity to engage in some investments that involved borrowing money to invest money and all of this. And I was like, hey, the guy you work with is, I'm guessing, a billionaire, close to it or well above. He's somewhere in that range. And I said, is this the kind of thing that rich people really do? And he says, nope. He said, what rich people do is they find ways to increase value, and then they find ways to magnify their value. They find ways to get other people to contribute and to contribute in the same ways that they are doing. It's never too late to do this. It's never too late to begin. Wherever you are is the best place to start. So figure where you want to be. And by that, then begin to really appreciate and value. You know, one of the things that I did to appreciate and value was hired a speaking coach. And I thought, oh, I'm such a great speaker. She's going to come in rather than say, blah, 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 you're so great. She gave me 9 pages of critical remarks. And I paid her $1,000 for that. And it was the greatest investment of my life. I appreciated myself in value. Most people want more, but they're unwilling to become more. Therefore, they are not an energetic match for what they say they want. So what they do is they go around and complain about circumstances rather than taking the reins in their own hand and creating their life. And you can, starting today, Monday, make the beginning of the week the best part of the week. Let's take a look and see what comments everybody has to say. There's my good friend James Henderson from the Florida Speakers Association. Always great to see you. Chatty Cathy is here. I love that. That's a peacock, I believe. Hey, Natasha Harris. Good to see you. I always love it when people's images of them in the car, right? Looks like they're going somewhere. Someone was telling me they were watching a Zoom meeting the other day and the whole thing looked like the person was in their car. And I said, maybe they were. I don't know. Elena says, I have grown so much from reading at least a half hour every day. The interesting thing about it, Elena, is that I always said I didn't have time to read a half hour every day and then asked me about the latest episode of Schitt's Creek, which is a half hour. I could tell you that. I always had some things that sucked up my day, which excused me from not picking up a book. And the interesting thing is, once you start, you really enjoy it. It's not a drag. It's very relaxing. And consistency is the key. Like I said, there's Natasha in her car going somewhere. Increase your value by giving it away. Great, James. Well, James, you modeled that in the Florida Speakers Association so well. Thank you so much. That is so powerful, says Elena. Thank you all for joining me. I look forward to you being with me tomorrow. I got a big announcement for tomorrow. Tomorrow, you've got to be with me. I need to make a big post about this. I am going to be doing my first live on-air interview with an author, and his name is Ray Higdon. He has written a wonderful book. If you want to start reading a great book that goes right along with what we're talking about right now, it is called Time, Money, and Freedom. Time, Money, and Freedom by Ray Higdon. Ray is going to be with me here tomorrow, and you know what that means? You get to ask him questions live. So be with me live, and if you can't, catch it later and hear all the cool things he has to share. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Jamie Hawkins says, thanks, Will. Your message is right on alignment for me this morning. Jamie, I am so glad to hear that. Wow, that really, really makes me good. Feel good. Oh, yes, that's right. Actually, I found Elena found our group through Ray when he interviewed me last week. So, yes, it is an awesome book. Highly recommend it. James knows Ray. He says Ray is awesome. Yes, he is. So I'm looking forward to having him. So don't you miss it, because this is your opportunity to ask ask Ray some questions. Looking forward to being with you all tomorrow. Look, make it a great day. Don't ever blame Monday. Stuff happens in life and you get to make the best of it. That's just the way it is. Enjoy today. I'll see you tomorrow.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.